Child grooming report finds UK police failed to record ethnicity of suspects and victims. By Peter Kettle on February 2, 2022. An independent report into child grooming in the UK has found that police often fail to record the ethnicity of both suspects and victims. An independent inquiry into the sexual abuse of children in the UK has found that police often fail to record the ethnicity of both suspects and victims involved. The inquiry's findings are the latest in a long line of reports and investigations which have found that the ethnicity of alleged child sex offenders was often a point of contention in police action. According to a report published by the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse, there were widespread failures by police to record the ethnicity of perpetrators in Durham, Swansea, Tower Hamlets, St. Helens, and a host of other locations. Police also frequently failed to record the ethnicity of victims, with over 50% of victims in Warwickshire in particular not having their ethnicities identified. As a result of these failings, the report noted that police did not have an accurate view of network child abuse taking place in the reviewed locations. None of the police forces or local authorities in the case study areas had an accurate understanding of the networks sexually exploiting children in their area, the report said. The improved collection and use of data is critical to the response to child sexual exploitation if these offences are to be properly investigated and resourced, it continued. Also noted by the report was the fact that a number of children were only being classified as at risk of sexual abuse, despite there being clear evidence of actual harm having occurred, such as the victimized children having contracted sexually transmitted diseases. This is far from the first investigation which found ethnicity to be a sticking point for British police. A report into the Rotherham grooming gang scandal found that police turned a blind eye to abuse over fears that tackling the problem would result in sparking racial tensions. Another report commissioned by the mayor of Manchester found that police systematically overlooked crimes committed by Asian grooming gangs over fears they would appear racist. What had a massive input was the offending target group were predominantly Asian males and we were told to try and get other ethnicities, claimed one unnamed officer regarding the practice. Meanwhile, police in Scotland were found to have kept secret the existence of a child rape gang made up entirely of asylum seekers. According to a report published in 2020, of the 55 men involved in the group, only 14 had been deported. Meanwhile, 22 remained in Glasgow, with a further 8 being believed to be in other parts of the UK. The document reported meanwhile that only one member was behind bars at the time of its creation, with one other man awaiting deportation. Regarding the secrecy of the Scottish police, one source reportedly said the following. We need to be very clear that we always carefully consider when and what information to release in relation to ongoing investigations to protect vulnerable victims and the integrity of the inquiry.